This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Marketplace desk of, holy cow, the American housing market, this item today, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index came out this morning. Nationally, home prices were up almost 16% for the year ended in July, which is a lot. But, and here's the news, that is quite a bit less than the better than 18% annual increase in June, a forceful deceleration is what Case-Shiller called it. So, home prices still going up, just less so. Meanwhile, researchers at the San Francisco Fed say all that working from home might account for more than half of real estate price increases over the course of the pandemic. And that includes rents, too, by the way. Marketplace's Lily Jamali is on that one.
At the start of the pandemic, Kim Kadena lived in a 700-square-foot rental in Alexandria, Virginia, where they work as a housing analyst for the city.
It was one of those open floor plan apartments, so one room that was the living room, dining room, and, you know, a little galley kitchen where you could, like, see into the whole place, and then a separate bedroom.
When Kadena started working from home in 2020, that bedroom started to feel like their only escape from work. So this August, Kadena moved to a bigger place.
It has a separate den, so I can separate the workspace from the rest of my life.
But they now pay $2,000 a month, $335 more than before. Demand for newer, bigger housing options has grown during the pandemic. Researchers at the San Francisco Fed and UC San Diego say the move to remote work was an important factor in the 24% rise in home prices between November 2019 and November 2021. Johannes Wieland of UC San Diego worked on the Fed's research.
Our work suggests that housing demand is going to remain elevated relative to where it was before the pandemic.
There's now plenty of evidence that housing and other causes of inflation are not as transitory as Fed policymakers once thought they were, says Meg Jacobs, a senior research scholar at Princeton.
Those situations have taken longer to resolve. The Fed feels that it has to act.
But Jacobs says it's not clear that hiking interest rates will affect what she calls structural changes in this new economy, chief among them, housing, and the transition so many have made to working from home. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.